Sounds like he. Something about a cold. He
caught a cold. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if it affected his voice, he's a little
hoarse.
Yeah. And if he does that, he's got a
cough.
Yeah. I say, well, you know, better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit
sleepy.
But at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'll
wake up.
Okay. If you're talking about somebody else who's sleeping, you might say, well, so and so is still in bed. You better go
wake him up.
If you have some medicine on a table by your bed, your mother comes in to check on it. She said, well, you didn't
take your medicine.
You might say, well, yesterday I
took it.
I have
taken it.
Mm-hmm. Somebody who has trouble hearing, you might say he's stoned.
He's deaf. Just,
yeah. Okay. And on a very hot day, a man been working out in the yard. He come in, take off his shirt, wring it out, say, well, just look how I...
Just look how I.
Well, he was doing what to get his shirt so wet? Look how I.
Sweated.
Okay. What about some people get these things on their skin? These places, a little white spot right in the middle, and it's red around. And you have to mash it and get that white stuff out. What would you call a place like that?
Probably.
Well, what would you call that white stuff inside that you?
Pus.
Yeah. But you're not sure what you would call the place on your skin like that.
Not really.
Would that be a boil, a rising, or something like that?
I never call it anything. I've got a place on my arm. It's got pus in it, you know.
Whatever it is. You want to say boil for me?
Boil.
Okay. And if you got stung in the hand by a bee, you say that your hand might
sting.
Right, it'll stay. If it gets bigger, it's going to
swell.
Yeah. Yesterday it
swelled.
Okay, and it has
swollen.
All right. If you get a blister on your hand, the liquid inside a blister, you call that the...
All right, what now?
You know, a blister, like if you've
yeah.
been chopping wood or something, you raise a blister on your hand. It usually has some kind of liquid inside it. What might you call that liquid?
I just call it water in the blister.
Okay.
That's...
Big part?
You bust your blister.
All right.
Your blister broke. The water came out.
All right. Say if a man got accidentally shot or stabbed, you would take him to the doctor so the doctor could treat the
wound.
All right. Have you ever heard of proud flesh?
No.
You want to say that for me?
Proud flesh.
Okay. Say if I got a cut on my hand and I want to put something on it to prevent infection, some kind of liquid medicine in a bottle I might put on, kind of a brown colored fluid, begins with an I.
Iodine?
Yeah. Okay.
Peroxide.
Alright. What about a white bitter tasting powder that they used to give for malaria?
I don't know.
Q-U-I-N-I-N-E?
I don't know.
Quinine?
Never heard. I guess you want me to say it, but I don't know how to say it.
Okay, we'll just pick one.
Quinine.
All right. Talking about a patient who's been very ill, you might say the doctor did all he could, but the patient
passed away.
Okay. Now, how would you use that? Is that kind of something else you could say? He just plain
died.
Yeah. Is passed away, does that mean the same thing, or would you say it if you didn't want to just come out and say he died?
It's a nice way of saying he died.
I see. Okay. Any other way of expressing that that you know of, he died?
He bit the dirt.
Yeah, okay. Would that be a joking term?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Or that old typewad
finally croaked over.
Croaked over, okay. Or he...
He kicked over.
Okay.
Kick
the bucket?
Yeah.
Okay. What about cashed in his chips?
Never heard that.
Okay. Talking about somebody who died, you might say, well, he's been dead a week now, and nobody's yet figured out what he
died of.
Right. The place where people are buried, that's called a...
Graveyard.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Cemetery.
Okay. What about the ceremony for the deceased? That's the...
Wait. No, the wake's when they're just lying there in
okay. Or, you know,
funeral.
Yeah, okay. Used to people would dress in black at a funeral, you'd say that they were in?
Mourning.
Okay. Can you say that again for me?
Mourning.
All right. All right. And what about the box that they buried in? That's called a
casket.
Yeah. What about on an average day if somebody asked you, well, how you doing? What would you probably say?
Fine, how are you?
All right. Again, if the children are out late and then mother's getting a little bit anxious about this, the husband might say, well, now they'll be all right. Just don't.
Don't worry.
Okay. What about a disease of the joints that old people get? They say,
arthritis.
Yeah. Ever heard that called anything else?
Bursitis.
Okay. What about rheumatism?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing as arthritis?
I think of rheumatism when I think of arthritis, you know, just general aching in the bone.
Okay. All right. Have you ever heard of a disease that children used to die from because they would get these sores in their throat and they wouldn't be able to breathe? They'd suphocate?
No.
Dip?
Diphtheria?
Yeah. Okay. Well, what about a disease that causes your skin and your eyeballs to turn yellow? Jaundice?
I've heard of it. I never did know what it was.
Want to say it for me?
Jaundice.